Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday cooking into an extraordinary experience. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to guide you through another delicious episode. Today, we're diving into a snack that's as fun to make as it is to eat, kava pita chips. That's right, we're unlocking the secrets to that perfect crunch right in your own kitchen. Now, if you've ever munched on these at kava, you know just how addictively crunchy they can be. But here's the best part. Achieving that perfect crunch at home is much easier than you might think. Plus, I'll show you how you can customize the flavors to suit your own taste buds. Let's start with what you'll need. Grab 4 large pita breads. You can choose gluten-free or whole wheat, depending on your preference. You'll also need about 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of za'atar spice mix for that authentic Middle Eastern flair, and if you like a little extra kick, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. First things first, preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. That hot oven is key for getting the pita to that golden, crispy texture we're aiming for. While the oven heats, brush both sides of your pita bread lightly with olive oil. This helps get that crunch we want and makes the seasonings stick better. Next, cut the pita bread into triangles or any shape you fancy. Spread these out on a baking sheet in a single layer. Remember, no overlapping or you'll get some soft spots. Sprinkle on your sea salt, pepper, and za'atar. If you opted for garlic powder, toss that on too. Now, slide that tray into the oven and bake for about 10 to 12 minutes, or until they're golden and crispy. Keep an eye on them. It's easy to go from perfect to burnt when you're chasing that crunch. While those cool off a bit, let's chat serving. These chips are fantastic with dips. Think hummus, tzatziki, or a spicy feta dip. Or hey, they're great solo too. Storage? No problem. Once fully cooled, pop them in an airtight container. They'll stay crunchy for a week. If they soften up, a quick stint in a low oven can bring back the crisp. And there you have it, folks. Your very own homemade kava pita chips. Perfect for dipping, snacking, or sharing if you're feeling generous. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. Join me next time for more tasty adventures. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and enjoy every bite.